Yes, we are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Lots of college football happening this weekend for week one. We've got Texas, Ohio State, LSU, Clemson, Notre Dame, Miami, Marshall at Georgia, and Alabama, Florida State, Georgia Tech at Colorado tonight. Sans Ralphie.
Yeah, sad deal.
Sad deal. Is that going to be appointment watching for you guys tonight?
Absolutely. I'm locked in. I'm going to be locked in on that game. I think it's a really fun way to start the season. I'm glad it's on a Friday. You know, it's a game that I think a lot of people like to watch and won't get lost in the shuffle of all the craziness going on Saturday. And I think it's imperative for both of these teams to get off the ground on the right foot to start the year. So I will be glued tonight when that game comes on.
Yeah, they did this a few years ago. Tech played, it was actually here in Atlanta. They played, I don't even know who they played, but I remember they played. It was the ACC opponent, I think. They played in the stadium, and it was like the opening weekend. It was like a Friday night, I think.
Yeah. Was it UNC or something like that?
No, it wasn't UNC. I don't know. It's not important, but yeah, I love it. I love Tech. I like the best thing for me is, and I think Tech fans probably hear this and go, I can see this. Sometimes they get lost in the shuffle of games, like. You're like, where can I find the Tech game? It's like on a noon on, like, you know, the FanDuel or something. Yeah. You're just like, you can't find it on the Saturday. So being a Friday night, there's obviously a lot of eyes on this game because of who it is, being with Deion.
Sure.
So this is a chance for Tech to get noticed. I think Tech can make a statement. They're a 4.5-point favorite on the road, which means they're about Vegas thinks they're really a touchdown favorite. Go out there and show something. Like, kind of – make the nation recognize, hey, we're here.
I just love these games that are non-conference but are home and away. I love all. We watch and we talked about, you know, Boise going to South Florida last night. How about Auburn headed to Waco, Texas tonight as well? Like, what a random game to sign up for. And you're also, I think you have Mississippi State at Hattiesburg. Maybe if that's not this weekend, it's really, really soon. There's just some crazy ones when you talk about those non-conference home and away opponents. I'll have the two TV system going tonight. I'll probably have Auburn and Baylor on the side one, but I'll have the sound up on the old Georgia Tech Colorado game.
Mississippi State plays Southern Miss at noon on ESPN Saturday.
Yeah.
So that's it.
At Hattiesburg.
Yes, at Hattiesburg.
Crazy, man.
Well, I mean, Auburn going to Baylor is a little bit out of the box. Although Auburn has been doing this for years, though, too, when South Carolina – I mean, not South Carolina, USC. Remember when USC was really good?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
You maybe had just gotten Alabama is when the Southern Cal came in there and just – I mean, they dog-walked.
Was that Auburn?
Auburn?
I thought that was Arkansas.
They did it to Auburn, too,
I mean, like, put up a 70 burger on Arkansas in like 06 or 07, and we were like, dear God.
I'm pretty sure they did
that. What's going on?
I want to say they did the same thing. And look,
they probably did.
Is it not? I mean, I don't know if you mentioned this, but Alabama at Florida State is a completely out of the box.
It is.
I never thought I would see.
And look, Wisconsin's coming to Tuscaloosa a couple weeks later.
Yeah, well, but you did that last year. I just don't think I'd remember. I remember Florida State going to Michigan in the early 90s, like maybe like 91 or 92. I think Elvis Gerback was the quarterback of Michigan that year, and it might have been 93. And I just thought that was so out of the box. And then you didn't see it for so long. You saw Florida State at Notre Dame one year, but those were that Florida State, I think when they went to Michigan, they were an actual independent. So it wasn't that big of a deal. It was before they had even joined the ACC. But to see Alabama at Florida State and they're both in conferences is just.
I love it, man. To go back to the Colorado Georgia Tech game, Brent Key on Dukes and Bell yesterday, and one of them asked him about the altitude. Hey, 5,000 feet. Mm-hmm. You know, are you worried about that? And Brent goes, I don't know if you guys have been around, but it's pretty hard to breathe in the humidity of the Southeast as well. So,
I'd be curious to see. We practice in an outdoor facility in Atlanta, where there's a lot of air what air smog or whatever you want to call it, and it's 100 degrees. Yeah, save me the crisp, cool air of Boulder where it's fresh.
Yeah, it'll be funny, man.
I love Brent Key.
Yep.
Dude, Brent Key is witty as hell. Like you do not underestimate him.
I will say this too, and this was brought up to me yesterday. Florida's strength conditioning. Florida never seems to be in great shape to start the year. I'll be curious to see what they look
like. Because they're all hurt every year before.
Well, and that kind of goes into it, does it not? But, I mean, like, you look at the game against Utah, things like that. I'm like, dude,
all right, well, yeah, but.
I'm not coming at you. Don't get out with your little gator on your chest
and
everything.
Hold on. Just check yourself for 30 seconds.
It's not a shot at the Gators. I'm just curious.
You also just picked out, they did beat Utah one year.
Yeah, I know.
In Gainesville. And then but also, that was Anthony Richardson's year. They beat them, and they go to Utah, and they're in transition. They don't have many offensive weapons, and it was what was that quarterback's name? He just left. He got hurt last year that put Lagway in. But, I mean, I think you're comparing teams that aren't talented to teams that are talented. I just don't think that Florida team that lost to Utah a couple years ago was very talented. Okay. For Florida standards.
I won't go any further.
I mean, they were a 5-7 team.
Well, besides the out-of-the-box Auburn and Baylor game, what's the best game this weekend outside of Texas and Ohio State?
It's LSU at Clemson. I don't think there's nothing that tops LSU at Clemson as far as that's the only game where you have returning starting quarterbacks who are both Heisman Trophy candidates.
Two of the top three, I'd say.
Two of the better coaches in college football, one of which has won multiple national titles, the other which has played for, you know, lost national title games. and they're powerhouses. They're powerhouses in their conferences. So it's LSU at Clemson. I don't think, you know, you could go with, I guess, Notre Dame at Miami, but I don't think it's anywhere close to the LSU-Clemson one to start the season where the expectations are for those two teams.
No, and you're right, and you obviously look at the point spread in that one, and, you know, it's one of those things where I think it'll be a good game. I think there will be some other sneaky ones that are really good, too. I genuinely think Syracuse and Tennessee is going to be a good game. Genuinely think that. I know it's a two-touchdown spread. That's a game, you know, week one, you know, neutral site, crazy things happen in games like that. And I'll kind of, you know, I'll keep my eyes peeled for that one as well.
The fact that we get a 3:00 game on a Sunday between Va Tech and South Carolina, that's going to be a sneaky good game. Because Virginia Tech's, they were supposed to be better than they were last year. I don't know what they're going to be this year. I'm admittedly going to tell you I don't know a lot about Virginia Tech, but I do know that they're going to be ready to go in there. You know, they're going to be hyped up.
Yeah, South Carolina's overrated to me as well. So, and we'll get to them throughout the show. Yeah,
I don't agree with that. What I would say is it feels like when teams like South Carolina, where they're your perennial 7-5, 8-5, whatever kind of team. When they're hyped to be a lot better coming off a good year, it's a struggle bus, it seems.
Because everybody agree.
Because they're no longer the guy that's like, hey, I got, you know, you're not expecting me to come at you.
Right.
Everyone's expecting them to come at them.
Yeah.
So.
I will say, I think they probably have some of the freakiest athletes, but the offensive line for them is always where it goes downhill. Hey, Sports Radio 929 The Game is your home of live college football coverage in Atlanta. This Saturday at 8 a.m., we get the day started with college football game time. That's John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman will set the stage for all the big matchups. And we have a big week one. Contests all weekend long on 929 The Game with Cincinnati facing Nebraska. That was last night, Thursday at 8:30. Texas at Ohio State, Saturday at 11:30. Notre Dame at Miami, Sunday at 7:30. And North Carolina hosting TCU Monday at 7. That's all this weekend on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
We're going to play a little game called Tailgate Truth or Lie, since we're all about college football this weekend. I'm going to tell you something about a tailgate, a school's tailgate traditions.
Okay. Oh.
You tell me if it's a truth or a lie.
I like this. All right.
All right. And we'll just go back and forth. So, and I don't know how easy or difficult these are, so please don't get upset with me. All right, Bo, we'll start with you. At Ole Miss, their famous tailgate spot is called The Grove, and people literally bring chandeliers and fine china to tailgate.
I mean, I've been there. I don't remember the chandeliers or fine china, but I would
100%.
I would bet that's true.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, that they're very uppity in the Grove.
Yeah. That is true.
Yeah,
they bring chandeliers out there.
I'm going to tell you something.
Like a concert at Chastain Park or something.
I know you want to roll through these, so I'm not going to be too long winded. But that is one of the most amazing tailgate experiences you'll ever have. Is the Grove? It is unlike any. I've been to quite a few college places, and that one's like unlike any other.
All right, let's move on to tailgate.
You got a layup.
Truth or lie. Number two, going to Mike. Wisconsin fans literally jump around to House of Pains, jump around at the end of the third quarter at Camp Randall Stadium.
Yeah, so Bama played at Wisconsin last year. I got a chance to check this out on the television. I wish I had gone, but I had multiple friends that made the trip all the way up to Madison. Absolutely true.
That's absolutely true.
It's about a layup. Yeah. I mean, that was an easier one than mine. That was much easier.
You've been to the Grove, and I watched the game for Bama last year.
I've actually been a part of the jump around.
Really?
Yeah, my cousin used to play football for Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
And we went to a game a couple years back. Obviously, he graduated a couple years ago. But we went there, and I mean, man, when you talk about electric, that was electric.
I would love
one of the coolest experiences ever.
That's awesome.
All right, tailgate, truth or lie, Bo. Clemson fans stamp $2 bills with a Tiger Paw logo, and then they spend them in rival cities. It's a tradition to show how the impact they have.
I don't know. It sounds something dumb enough that Clemson would do, so I'll say true.
It is true. It's been going on since 1977.
I actually didn't know that one. I've never heard that.
I didn't either. I really didn't. I thought you were going to ask me if they take a school bus, a bus all the way over to their stadium and then run down a hill.
So my grandma has always done this thing where everybody's birthday, like I'm talking about like, you know, five generations worth, she gives $2 bills instead of like 20s. And so I have a ton of $2 bills. A ton.
Oh, well, you better stamp a tiger on it.
Well, I was going to say, I don't know what else to do with those. Maybe I'll find a Clemson fan and see if I can cash out.
You know what? Stamp an Alabama logo on it and then go spend it in Clemson.
On my way to Charlotte, I'm like, you know what? I'm pulling over. Yeah. I'm doing it.
All right, Mike. Texas A&M fans once tailgated so hard they had to pass a city law banning livestock at tailgates.
I'm gonna go true on this one because they're just weird enough to do something like that down there. And, you know, obviously it's an agricultural school, so I'm going to say true.
It is a lie.
Ah! Of course you'd give me the first false one.
I'm winning so far, Dylan.
Wow.
Make sure you're keeping score.
Of course.
2-1.
All right, Bo, Michigan State fans
once... You give them all the easy ones.
Michigan State fans once tailgated in a parking garage. They set up a slip and slide and flooded the entire lower level.
Well, I don't know. That sounds like such a false thing, but Michigan State people aren't the brightest, so I'm going to say false.
That's a lie.
Ah! Yeah,
it's a lie. All right.
Dang it.
Three, Dylan.
Tailgate, truth or lie, Mike. At the University of South Carolina, there's a retired train caboose village called Cockaboose Railroad.
That is true. I know that to be true. I think I watched a special with Darius Rucker on there one time. I was like, what a random place to tailgate. But they get her done over there. It's like their own version of the Fall Navy or whatever. It's like, but it's a train. Strange. But, you know, whatever works for you, man. I'm all about it.
Bo, West Virginia fans are known to burn couches after big games.
That's true. That's absolutely true.
Was that the whole thing? That was the whole thing? Oh.
Those people, man, I tell you what, they take it seriously. That's four, Dylan. You got 4-2.
I'm just picturing the Big Daddy scene. Hip hop.
All right. Mike, at the University of Florida, before kickoff, everyone locks arms and sings We Are the Boys from Old Florida. It's the last question.
I'm going to say false.
It is false. They do it between the third and fourth quarter.
I knew it.
They do it between the third and fourth quarter, and then now they add
in. I was going to say they do
now,
the Tom Petty thing.
Well, they do that. It used to just be We Are the Boys. Now they sing We Are the Boys, and then they hit I Won't Back Down.
There you go.
Well, we are going to stick with this SEC theme, college football theme. If your favorite SEC coach was going on The Bachelorette, which stereotype would he be? The villain, the hunk, but not bright?
Mike.
You get the picture. We will talk about this. Mike and Bo will pick them out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.